I grew up a bookworm in the dark ages before television really arrived in India. The high point of my cultural calendar was the Kolkata Book Fair. It was always insane. Popular stalls would have to be barricaded against the pressing hordes. The dust they kicked up always gave me a sore throat. But I'd still go every year and come back laden with books from carefully saved pocket money. Mystery stories I wanted were the classics my parents thought I should read, and always some Russian books because those were subsidized by the Soviet Union and very cheap. The Soviet Union has long collapsed, but the book fair is still going strong in its 37th year. This is Sandeep Roy at the Kolkata Book Fair.
There are about 575 stalls and positions in the 37th International Kolkata Book Fair. Apart from that, there are about 200 little magazine stalls.
575 stalls of books, 200 little magazines, over a million people visiting, even a literary meet, pulling in the likes of Thomas Keneally, Amitav Ghosh, and Pico Iyer. But the real high is the amazing sight of people standing in long, winding queues just to get into a bookstall. The sound of a man standing at a doorway, like an old-fashioned carnival barker, inviting you to come in to check out her world of books. Even outside the fairground, there's a little cottage industry of books. There's a man selling, for just 10 rupees, less than 20 cents, a flip book of pictures. A magic book the kids will love, he says. And young men in formal shirt and ties, looking like trainees at some multinational corporation, trying with gallant hopefulness to sell remaindered encyclopedias to a generation that looks for information online.
75% off, sir. 75% off, 75% off.
I didn't see them sell a single one. But the food stalls were doing very brisk business because book buying needs a lot of tea and coffee as well. The 575 stalls also includes the American Center with a Statue of Liberty trying to exhort people to pay up and become members of the library. And it includes a lot of books on how to develop a super memory, how to help your child succeed, the selected best songs of John Bon Jovi, and Say It Like Obama, a public speaking manual, and an entire stall trying to sell you cost accountancy as a career.
The fees are very reasonable, ranging maximum up to rupees 40,000.
We are offering oral coaching facilities to students in our state-of-the-art classrooms.
But it also comes with little magazines that want to spread the gospel according to Trotsky, one that calls itself Guinea Pig, and another one that's named Ulto Durbin, the reversed telescope. A friend spots strange bedfellows, Gandhi's autobiography right next to Hitler's, and a man sells a 300-year calendar and books that teach you the wonders of English spelling through catchy rhymes. Plowing through aisles and aisles of books selling guides to cracking management exams and microwave cookery, it's easy to wonder if I've been fooled by all those lines into believing in a city that's still enamored of actually reading. Then I walk into a stall that sells somewhat academic titles. A bespectacled young man glances around as he leafs through a book about queer studies in India. I think he's shy about picking up a gay title in public, and then quick as a flash, he's gone. I realize to my shock that he's stolen the book. Then I think, it's not a Seven Steps to Success or Management Secrets book. This was a thief, but a discerning one. And I have to admit, I can't help but feel that perhaps all is not lost yet. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.